This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A large swath of the United States is dealing with extreme weather, from excessive heat to record rainfall. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on people in a section of the southern state of Mississippi dealing with dangerous flash flooding.
Torrential rains poured down for several hours, flooding homes, businesses, and streets in Lewisville and Winston County. Several people had to be rescued from their homes and vehicles as water levels kept on rising. One man was plucked off the roof of his car, where he was able to climb up before the vehicle went underwater. The local sheriff says he hasn't seen flooding this bad since 1977. People are being urged to stay off the roads, some of which have washed out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new report released by the United Nations Thursday says the world is making some progress towards ending AIDS. Anjali Achuka is the executive director of UNAIDS.
So progress is possible, but progress is not happening everywhere and not for everyone. There are gaps in the response in countries, in communities, and among certain populations, including children, adolescent girls and young women, and key populations.
That was Anjali Achuka of the UNAIDS. In other news, China, the UN Security Council, that is, met late Thursday to discuss North Korea's launch of its newest intercontinental ballistic missile a day earlier, but remained divided over taking action. China and Russia continue to advocate for easing pressure and sanctions on Pyongyang, while several other council members recalled that the last resolution adopted in 2017 called for considering new measures in the face of violations. This is VOA News. Unionized actors have voted to strike after failing to reach a contract with the studios. AP correspondent Margie Zaraleta has the story.
The Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Radio and Television Artists, say it voted to strike after negotiations failed over pay increases, streaming residuals, and artificial intelligence issues. Union President Fran Drescher says it was a move of last resort.
This is where we drew the line in the sand, and it's a terrible thing to have to do. But we were forced into it.
The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers say in a statement it was the actors' union's choice to dismiss its offer. The actors will join Hollywood screenwriters who have been on strike since early May. I'm Archie Zaraleta.
Syria said Thursday would allow the United Nations the temporary use of a border crossing with Turkey to reach millions of Syrians living in areas outside of the government's control. Use of Baba al-Hawa border crossing from Turkey into northwest Syria has been contentious. The government of Bashar al-Assad wants all aid to go through Damascus and across conflict front lines from within Syria. Its ally, Russia, used its Security Council veto on Tuesday to prevent a 9-month extension of an existing council authorization for the UN to move convoys of humanitarian supplies through Bab al-Hawa. U.S. officials have approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill, a major change that will broaden access for women and teenagers. The Food and Drug Administration decision on Thursday means drug maker Perrigo can sell its once-a-day Opal pill without a prescription. Philadelphia resident Dominique Mora says this will make the pill available to all.
Having women of all different sorts of backgrounds and money backgrounds being able to have access to such things is very important. Women should be able to have control over their bodies no matter what their situations are.
That was Margie, the Dominique Mora, that is, in Philadelphia, speaking about the birth control pill. Now, previously, all birth control pills required a doctor's note. Perrigo won't start selling the pill until early next year. Guatemala sank deeper into political turmoil Thursday. The government sanctions actions against the candidate Bernardo Arevalo, first suspending his Seed Movement party, then raiding the country's election tribunal office after certified election results appeared to have backfired. The Constitutional Court, which is Guatemala's highest tribunal, granted a preliminary injunction to the Seed Movement, blocking its suspension. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.